you ain't fucking listening. This is a mantra, ran a chant from a voice in the sea. Cause I ain't following or swallowing these hollow incantations and exploitation. They keep advocating, building on false foundations, based upon sweat and shout nations. I say don't wear it down, tear it down, take the wealth, share it round. Without work, as you see, there be no societies to be found. The rich keep thieving, but they'd have us believe.
Okay, how you doing? Okay, let's stop this stuff here and talk about what's really going on. And what's really going on is there's a lot of trouble in Europe. A lot of trouble in Europe. And everybody just walks around with their head up their ass saying, gee, there's a lot of trouble in Europe. Well, doesn't affect me any. I'm here in the good old United States and, you know, has nothing to do with me. Okay, this is an open lines night. So if you want to call in, it's 516-453-9450. And I'll stop my mouth and take your call anytime anybody wants to call in. But, yeah, so everybody says, hey, this has nothing to do with me. I live in here in the good old United States, and, you know, what's happening in France has nothing to do with me. It's just like the people in Syria that said, hey, you know, what's happening in Tunisia has nothing to do with me. And the people in Libya said, hey, what's happening in Egypt and Syria has nothing to do with me. You know, and it's like the people in the United States have said, you know, hey, you know, whatever's going on over there in the Middle East, it has nothing to do with me. Until one of your kids gets killed, then it's got something to do with you. You know, and I don't take that lightly. Now, let me explain something here. I spent 20 years in the United States Army. And I'm not a guy that likes to preach revolution or anything. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, I just watched a little dissertation about the French Revolution. And it kind of started the same way that the revolution's going on now in France. See, because the people just didn't have it because they had three classes. They had what they called the first estate, which was the aristocracy, and they had the second estate, which was the clergy and people like that, and then they had the third estate, which was the rest of the people. And the first estate couldn't be taxed, and the second estate couldn't be taxed. And the taxes all fell on the third estate, which was, you know, 99% of the people. And they couldn't take all these taxes because it was taking bread out of their mouth. And what was happening was that the income inequality in France in the late 1700s got so bad that, you know, people couldn't afford to feed their families. You know, I'm just asking, you know, does that sound familiar? You know, does that really sound familiar? I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time. You know, and especially today. When you look at these neoliberal policies where, you know, is this thing that this wonderful Ronald Reagan came out with, this trickle-down economy where if you make the rich people richer, then it'll trickle down to the poor people at the bottom. Yeah. And, what happened is every time Republicans got in power, And it's not only Republicans. Don't think that I'm just, you know, harping on the Republicans. Bill Clinton was the same way. You know, and he went right to the Republican base. You know, keep me in power and you know, you'll get richer and I won't bother you. And, you know, it was the old thing that, you know, when the rich and the corporations got richer, that would trickle down to the poorer people. Well, that's not the way it worked. When in fact, the rich just kept their money and the poor people just got poorer. In fact, since 1970, this country hasn't seen a rise in wages adjusted for inflation. You know, it's like, I heard a statistic the other day. For every $1 that a man makes working in a corporation, the CEO makes $1,000. Think about that for a second. Who's doing all the work? Yeah. And the thing is, it used to be in the United States when corporations got rich, the people who worked for them got rich. You know, and that's how we had this wonderful time from 1945 till 1955, 1960, where everybody was, you know, bought a new car and had a house and, you know, and everybody was prosperous. And all of a sudden, in about 1960, 1965, that all started to change. And it was like from 1970 on, we were just toiling and toiling and toiling. And it seemed like, you know, no matter how hard you worked, everything stayed the same. And it's not just me. You know, if you want to know about me, okay, I was in the military for 20 years. And during that time, I made a pretty good living. And then I got out and I sold insurance. I made a pretty good living. And then I went back into the military. I still made a good living. And then I retired from the military. And I worked, you know, and I still made an okay living. Not great. And then now, I'm collecting Social Security, and I got my Army retirement, and my wife's on Social Security, and we're doing pretty well. So this isn't, I don't have a bone to pick with anybody. You know, I'm doing okay. But what I see around me is that other people, they're not doing okay. You know, people are living from hand to mouth. And, you know, I live here in South Carolina, and people like to admit it, but, you know, they're not doing really well. You know I have relatives up in New York that barely keep their heads above water. And this isn't the way that the richest country in the world should be. It's just like Bernie Sanders said, you know, the 99% is making money over the 1%. You know, it's all the people and you know, but here's the deal is all these Republicans and, you know, and the Democrats let them do it too, is they all want to cut all these benefits for people like Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare, all this stuff. And meanwhile, you know, this is the richest nation in the world. And Social Security amounts to like 8% of the budget. And health and welfare, you know, and I'm talking about Medicaid and the VA and all that stuff, they make about another 10% of the budget. And then the EPA makes like 6% of the budget. But, you know, the military makes up 55% of the discretionary budget. Does anybody think there's something wrong with that? I do. And I'm a former military guy. You know, why should we be paying 55 cents out of every dollar, you know, to the military? Meanwhile, it's just been shown that the military has lost $21 trillion in their first and only audit that they just had last year. $21 trillion. They lost it. They just lost it. And, you know, and they say, oh, accounting errors. How can you make an accounting error of $21 trillion? You figure it out. I can't figure it out. So meanwhile, the French, they're out in the streets. They're turning over cars. They got flaming barricades up. They're fighting with the police. The police are tear gassing them and shooting plastic bullets at them. And they're throwing garbage cans at the police, and you know, it's a mess. And then it's been going on for a month. Now, I've got hundreds, thousands of people out in the street. So then Francois Macron comes out just yesterday and says, okay, you guys have a point. You know, we're not going to raise the fuel taxes. We're going to suspend them. And we're going to give you an extra 100 euros a month. And we're going to, you know, do a couple other things for you. And the French people are saying, you know, you just took off the wealth tax off the top 1%. Now, why don't you tax them? Why don't you tax the corporations and give us the money and social support? Yeah, you know, they got an unemployment rate of like 15%, and with young people, it's like 30%. But no, he's sticking to his guns. Just like old King Louis did, you know. They told him that the Third Estate told the First and Second Estates that they couldn't deal with this. And they still recognized the king and the queen, Marie Antoinette, and said that, you know, we want to be represented not as, you know, just 10% of the electorate. We want what we are, you know, 90% of the electorate. And we want you to give us the money. We want you to tax the aristocracy and the clergy the same way you tax us. Well, Louis, he said, no, can't do that, you know. So, what happened? And you know, when somebody loses their head, that's pretty sad, you know. And him and Marie Antoinette, who had nothing to do with it, I mean, she never said let them eat cake. But she got her head chopped off too. So meanwhile, you got these American politicians walking around with their hands in their back pockets and just carrying on as usual while France burns and Emmanuel Macron, whatever his name, Francois Macron, whatever his name is, I don't know what his name is. He walks around acting like, you know, this is just another little crisis I got to get through. And the Americans just totally ignore it. And the British, too. They totally ignore it. They're all wrapped up in Brexit. Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn's party, his Labour Party, they're getting gains left and right. Because the people in Britain are suffering under the same neoliberal policies that the French are suffering under. And they've had riots in the streets too for the last few years. And the American people, they're not even talking about, oh yeah, well, the French have problems. I don't know if anybody remembers back in 2008, when people were in the streets, I mean, even down to this small town I live in, Greenville, South Carolina, protesting about the government bailing out all these corporations and banks and everything else and taking the money and out of the taxpayers' dollar to bail these people out. And then giving nothing back to the taxpayer. Then they remember that? It was called Occupy. And Occupy was doing really well and had no leaders, just like the Yellow Vests. I mean, these are people on the left and the right. It's not just left wing. It's not just right wing. It's all wings together. There is no political motive for all this. It's got to do with simple economics. And they're, you know, overturning police cars and, you know, burning down buildings. And people in the United States aren't even paying attention. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are people in the United States paying attention. And that's the people that can't make ends meet. People who can't put food on their table for their kids. Yeah, you know, if you want to call in, the number is 516-453-9450. I'd like to hear your ideas on this and tell me how you feel about it, you know? And number again is 516-453-9450. You know, this is open lines night tonight. A lot of times I pre-record my episodes, yeah. And so this is a chance to get to talk to you. So call me and tell me what you think. Now, I know people are listening to this podcast because I see it up in my stats. And, you know, it's not just me. You know, I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight. I just worry about the people that I love. You know, the people who are close to me that are just really having a hard time getting by. And people just don't understand how serious the situation is. I know everybody's getting ready for Christmas and they really don't want to bother with this kind of crap. You know, but hey, it's something that everybody should be paying attention to. It's not just it's not just the rich against the poor. It's 90% of the people against, you know, in fact, it's 99% of the people against 1%. And this is the same thing that's going on in this country. And it's not going to get better until the people in power understand that it's not just going to affect France, it's going to affect everyone. You know, it's just like Arab Spring, where it went all over the Middle East. Well, this is an economic spring, and it started in France, and it's already gone to Belgium. It's already gone to the Netherlands, I think. And it's starting up in Germany. So what do you think? The United States is like insulated against this because, you know, we live across the Atlantic. Look, the internet's the internet, and everybody has the electronic means to find out what's going on in other countries. Nobody listens to the mainstream media anymore, not anyone with any sense. They all listen to YouTube and alternative media. And, you know, they don't listen to MSNBC and CBS and Fox and all that crap. Old people listen to that. I'm an old guy, too. But I don't listen to it. You know, but all the old people listen to that crap. But the majority of people, they listen to what they want to listen to, and it's not the mainstream media. And they can see what's going on. All these old people that are sitting there saying, oh, well, business as usual. No, it's not. It's not business as usual. Well, and you know, everything is going to be pretty nasty if people don't get off their ass and do something. You know, Trump says he wants to shut down the government unless they build his wall. You know what? Fuck him. Yeah? Who the hell does he think he is? Fuck his wall. You know, well, how about paying people at Walmart that are working for shit? You know, and they don't have benefits. You know, and they're not making any money. And we have to subsidize with them with Medicaid and food stamps and everything else. Why should we subsidize Walmart? That's the richest family on earth. Why should we subsidize their goddamn corporation? And this is coming out of your tax dollars. Now, every time people say to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, well, how are you going to pay for Medicare for All? You know how you pay for it? By not having people go to the emergency room for something that they could have taken care of years ago, but they didn't have the money. They had to wait till the situation got acute. So they go to the emergency room and they don't have the money to pay for this treatment. And next thing you know, they end up with $50,000 worth of medical care, you know, because they had something that they could have taken care of 5 years ago. And they can't pay for it. So they declare bankruptcy. Guess who's going to pay for it? Do you have any idea? Comes out of your property taxes. No shit. Comes out of your property taxes. You know, so when people say, oh, well, you know, we don't want Medicare for All, it's going to make our taxes go up. What a stupid fucking thing to say. Yeah, that's like the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard in my life. Comes out of my property taxes. But you know what? Would you rather pay $1,500, $2,000 a month for your own health, your own wonderful health care that's got an $8,000 deductible, you know, or else pay another $500 a month in taxes? How could you be so fucking stupid? Yeah. This is the point here. You're not listening to real world shit. You're listening to politicians taking care of the pharmaceutical companies and the medical supply companies and people that have a vested interest in this crap that are paying these legislators through lobbyists.
The insurance companies,
yeah. The insurance companies make a fortune. You know, they've been studying saying that if you got rid of the insurance companies, it would save 20% of medical costs. 20%. Yeah, so everybody's living in a dream world. Nobody's telling anybody the truth here. So, you know, you can talk about, you know, how everybody's got, you know, it was all pie in the sky and everything. And then let's get down to student debt. You know, student debt. You got guys and girls working shit jobs because they have to pay their student debt. I mean, these are people that have advanced degrees that can't afford to go out looking for another job or take an entry-level position in their field because they have to pay off their student debts. Could you imagine if these people were freed up from that and they could go out and work in their own field? Instead of importing people from India or Ceylon or you know, Bangladesh or China, have people that are educated in the United States working in their own field? Oh my God, what a revolutionary idea. You know, and free them up from their student debt? I mean, we're talking about like $10 billion here. We spend $700 billion that they admit to on the military. Come on. You people might be stupid, but you're not that stupid. I mean, people in the United States are stupid, but they're not that stupid. You know, something's got to get through your skin somehow. Now, it just boggles my mind how stupid Americans are. And you think that this shit that's going on in France doesn't affect you. Well, when people start overturning buses in the street and burning down Walmarts, you know, and rushing the cops, you tell me if it's not worth worrying about. I mean, the same problems that are going on in France are going on here. The same problems that are going on in Britain are going on here. It's all due to this neoliberal idea that corporations know best, and that all the wealth is going to, you know, the more corporations make, the more they can pay their workers, the better off it is, and more money that goes to the top is going to come down to the bottom, and everybody's going to be hunky-dory. But that's not what's happening. And everybody knows that's not what's happening. The rich get richer, and the poor get poorer. And it goes on and on and on and on, and nobody gives a shit. Now, That's like George Carlin says, a big club and you ain't in it. Yeah. And if you think you're in it, you're fucking deluded. Yeah. All you conservative son of a bitches that think that Donald Trump is the cat's meow, he's playing you for a goddamn sucker. And you're going right along with it because you just know that Donald Trump, well, he against the black people and he against all the people that bothering you. Yeah, come on. And he's against all the Mexicans and shit. Do you know there's more people leaving this country for other countries that are coming in? Did you know that? If there's more Americans leaving America than there are people wanting to come into America? Do you know that they say Mexico is going to have the best economy in the next 20 years? They're going to be the third largest economy in the world. Did you ever hear that? No, you didn't hear that. Nobody wants you to hear that. Yeah, you people are all walking around blind. They're all walking around blind, listening to crap politicians like Donald Trump, crap politicians like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and all the other son of a bitches that are in there that made millions of dollars by being congressmen and senators and shit. Yeah, and then, oh, well, we're on your side. No, they're not on your side. They're on their own side. They're pocketing money as fast as they can shove it in their pockets. And everybody's sitting there worried about right and left and black and white and immigrant and people that were here and all this crap, and it's all superficial shit. Because we're all human, we're all the same. I've been to Asia, I've been to Europe, I've been to Africa, I've been all over the place. It is the same. Everybody is the same. When you meet them one-to-one, everybody is the same. They all love their families. They all want the best of their families. They all want to go out and have a beer or two. You know, they all want to be friends. Everybody's the same. But that's not what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that everybody has an agenda. The only people that have an agenda are all these politicians all over the world. They have agendas. And they want to break you up into different factions so you're all fighting with each other and you're all not looking at the ball here. And the ball is the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And they're going to keep on doing this until everybody does what France is doing. And this isn't the first time France has done it. And this isn't the first time that America has done it. I can't get this point through to you enough. And if you want to call in, the number is 516-453-9450. I mean, you can sit there and say, I got a hole in my head. But I don't have a hole in my head. Yeah. Just like they tell you all sorts of shit. You know, all sorts of crap that just isn't true. You know, they're all good Christians. Bullshit. You know, they don't even go to church. But they'll sit there and tell you, oh, they're all good Christians. Yeah, fuck them. They're not all good Christians. And you sit there and believe it because they say it. Oh, Mike Pence is a great guy. Yeah, he's a good Christian. If he was a good Christian, he wouldn't be fucking everybody in the ass. He wouldn't be buddy-buddy with Donald Trump, who's screwing over everybody that ever voted for him. Yeah, that's not what Jesus would do. But that's what Mike Pence will do. Yeah. I don't know. It's up to you. You know, you're the ones that have to live in this country. I'm 68. I'm going to be gone. You know, I don't know, pretty soon, maybe next year, this year, 20 years from now, I don't know. But I'm not a young guy. You know, all these young people in the United States that have to live here 50, 60 years, you know, with all this shit going on, like climate change and income inequality and people not being able to feed their families, working two and three jobs. I feel bad for you guys. I really do. You know, I feel bad for my family. And I feel bad for my grandkids. I feel bad for everybody. You know, because this isn't the America that I grew up to believe in. You know, when I was a kid, I thought about Superman and Batman and you know, Captain America and you know, Gunsmoke and Wagon Train and all this shit. You know, everybody was just good. You know, Andy and Mayberry and shit. You know, when you take the blinders off, you find out that everybody, you know, that you think was good wasn't. You know, everybody you think had your best interest at heart, don't. and the sooner you understand that, the better off you're going to be. And it's going to go on and on and on. And what will happen is, you know, this has been, you know, I'm a student of history. I read a lot. I read a lot about history. Everything, you know, the pendulum goes from left to right, you know, liberal to conservative, and whatever you might say, you know, everything's free and easy to tight and constricted, you know, it goes back and forth. And as bad as things are now, assuming that the world survives this climate problem, or we don't all kill ourselves, or overpopulation doesn't kill us, it'll shift back, and there'll be revolutions, and people will die, and people get massacred, and people kill each other, and it just never ends. It just never ends. I've seen it before in my lifetime. Yeah, I've seen it before in my life. You know, everybody's anti-war, and now they're pro-war, and now they're starting the anti-war again, and it just goes back and forth, and people get led by the nose by people in power that they look up to and think that they have the answers. They don't. They don't have the answers. They're just people that are trying to get you to believe what they believe, because what they believe will make them better off. Not you, them. Yeah. So the number here, if you want to call in, is 516-453-9450. Let me know what you think. Or if you listen to this podcast some other time, you can write me at timgatto1@hotmail.com. That's timgatto1@hotmail.com. And let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what you think about what I said and your views on it. And, you know, you don't have to agree with me at all. Not at all. In fact, if you want to call in now, you can argue with me. I'll listen to you. For a while. And number 516-453-9450. So where were you in 2008 when the bottom fell out of the economy? I was in a good place. I had some cash in my pocket. And when the bottom fell out of the economy, I was able to buy my house that I live in for like 10 cents on the dollar. But you might say, what happened to the people who used to live in that house? They probably got screwed real bad, you know? And I think about that every day I live in this house. My gain was their misery. And that's the way it goes, and that's the way people up top like it. You know, they like to see that kind of crap. You know, that's what they thrive on. And they're on top, you know, and they think it's because they're so smart. And you know, and they're better than everybody else. And they're not. You know, they got there because, you know, they didn't get drafted and they didn't. And they got to go to good schools. Why is that? Because they probably had a higher economic class than the people that had to go leave high school to go to work to support their family. And if you think this isn't true, it is true. You know, I mean, if you're brought up in New York or Connecticut or whatever, maybe it's not true. But you talk to somebody that was brought up in West Virginia or the hills of Tennessee, and they'll tell you it is true, you know. So you just think about that for a second. And you think about these people in France that just don't have enough money to get by anymore, and they're willing to go out there and put their life on the line to fight back. And if you don't think it's coming here, you're wrong. It's coming here. Might not come here this year. It might not come here next year. But it's coming. And all these people can walk around and talk about crap. And meanwhile, everything's boiling. Everything's boiling. And if you don't think it's gonna pop the top and overflow, you're wrong. Okay? I'm here to tell you. You know, I've been here on this earth 68 years, and I can see it coming. So you think what you might, and you just walk around and think, oh, this guy's just crazy as a bedbug. But when it happens, you know, I don't want to hear you crying. Okay? Well, I'm not getting anybody that seems to want to call in, and that's okay, too. It's all right. I know a lot of people podcast this show and listen to it when they can. But, you know, if you want to comment on it, you know, leave a comment. Or else, you know, you can email me at timgatto1@hotmail.com. And I'll be glad to respond to you. Okay, so that's all I got for today. And I'm going to leave you my little revolutionary song here.
Joking every word that I've spoken to show this capitalism is a prison.